space, raw space. Same thing again, please, C major. Don't sound like you talk. Don't sound like you talk. You see the meme, all these memes with Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. It's like Taylor Swift's looking in Travis Kelce's eye. Travis Kelce's long vowels. Taylor Swift's going, I love you. Sing tall vowel, singer. Sing tall vowel. One, two, three, C major. Two, three. Another one is the bass is know where we are in the music. I love you. C major, please. One, two, three. Make sure you're listening for the ladies there. Yeah. And if you notice, it's mezzo piano for the ladies and piano for you guys. Okay? So let's just go through it for refresh our memories. This is measure nine with the repeat. Measure nine with the repeat. Feet on the floor, sit up nice and tall. One and two.
And what can I do to give my gratefulness to
Bob, back to the beginning, please. Hey, very, very nice. So tenors in general, I'm not sure if it's you didn't catch your part when we got into the half note thing, but sing out. Sing out, because there's only 8 of you and there's 13 of them. So sing out, I'll tell you if I need the softer, okay? Good, can we take it from page 7, real slow, about like this. Did you think I was stopping? Is that what happened? Yeah, sorry about that. Many a thing you did. So same rhythm, just slower so you can hear the harmonies, right? Here's the bass note. Many. Tenors. Altos. Sopranos. Slow about like this. Many a thing to sing now.
Many a thing you did to save me. Many a special gift you gave me. Music and friends and happy love. More than my dearest hearing of all.
Same thing again. Just roll tenors. Turn around, face that row of tenors. This row of basses, turn around, face that row of basses. Okay? Quick. Let's turn your chairs around. Same exact thing. So, for new folks especially, why do we sit like this? So you can hear each other. The choir tends to sing like this in concert, right? In an ideal world, first concert I ever did in high school, I actually had the choir sing in a circle with their back to the audience. The audience was throwing things at them. But it was an earpiece. It wasn't really a visual piece anyways. It was about the harmonies. So when we sit like this, you're supposed to listen to each other more. Okay? So there's three ways of listening. You listen to yourself, you listen to your section, you listen to the other parts of the choir. Right? Wherever you are as a musician, you might just have to listen to yourself a lot, but at least listen to your neighbors, and ideally, listen to the other parts, because that's how we tune. Okay, so tenors and basses, make sure you listen to each other more, okay? And you tend to be basses just a little bit behind on the rhythm, okay? And it's mainly because you're waiting for the leaders to lead, as opposed to, you all need to be shepherds, no sheep. Okay? All right, so one more time, same exact thing, many a thing. Real slow, one and a two, and.
Many a thing you did to save me. Many a special gift you gave me. Music and friends and happy love. More than my dearest dreaming of a teacher. Full of teachers. Full of
tenors, you clear on that. Lovely chance. Right on the second big beat. Okay, just make sure you know that you're not all moving at the same time, so we're moving a little early. Good. Can we go on, please, for now? So we have this little three, we're going on right where we stopped. We have this little three-bar interlude that sets up the B section. Okay, so we'll just sight read it through once to see how it goes. And then we'll go on from there, okay? So, and now, it's the slow section. Now, I know it's slow. At measure 68, it says contemplative. So we need to be thoughtful. Okay, one and a two and a three and a...
Yeah.
important than if you sounded good or bad, look at the road sign that happens next. DS Alcoda. See that? Right where you just stopped, page 7, measure 42. Turn back to that, please. Page 7, measure 42. Ready, Emma? 5, 6, 7, 8.
Many a thing you did to save me. Many a special gift you gave me.
Get the idea? Get the idea? Make sure you mark that, circle that. And if you just know you're going back to the chorus, you don't have to just start singing until your page turn. Okay, good. Not bad. Can we do just the voice parts, measure 71? Hey, babe, tenors, we're having our first little bit of an example of one of the things you really have to work on as a tenor is how the hell do I get my note, right? So in your first entry of measure 72, I mean, it's in the left hand of the piano. It's in, Emma, will you play your right hand of measure 71? Sorry, the piano part. That note. Da, 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 da. And now, get it? So I'd have an arrow going by in this part right here. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Dun, 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 and now. If you pick it up off the piano, you should get it. Or you can do a perfect fourth above the bass part if that works for you. Okay?
Alright.
Well, it's a B minor chord. I mean, there's many ways to do it, but figure out how to get your note. Okay? Ready? Surprise, I think you just need to just do it again. Please be aware of a couple things. Look at measure 73, the soprano and alto part, in, the word in, that D against the E. There's lots of that. Not next measure, top of page 13, measure 74, G against the A in the tenor bass. So be aware when you're clashing with each other and that's supposed to happen. So remember the rule, like if you're clashing, you have a G against an A. If you're on the G, you're going to want to go up. You resist that. If you're on the A, you're going to want to go down. You resist that. Does that make sense? You resist the opposite direction. Your voice doesn't want to go, oh, I want to go up. No, pull against it. So you create that dissonance. I don't know if that makes sense. Okay? So there's a lot of that. One other little thing. Whenever there's the dot, 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 make sure you don't breathe. Measure page 14, measure 93, for example. Dot, dot, dot means don't breathe. Okay? One more time from bottom of 12 with the intro, with the interlude. 68. Oh, yeah. Yeah, stop. And so if for like the next 2 weeks you just want to go, we play the intro, that right hand again. And. Just keep it in your head until you really feel comfortable. Preferably don't sing it out loud, just audiate it. Okay, one more time, please, Emma, and. Please sit up, please go. Big breath, legato, 1, 2.
Oh,
Okay, hey, couple things for everybody. Please, top of page 15, that word sky is a quarter note, quarter rest. It's not a half note, that's where we're breathing, quarter note, quarter rest. That happens middle of the page, C, quarter note, quarter rest. So it's against the sky breath, and look on mountains and the sea breath. Okay, while we stop, ladies, the word pepper, soprano, in the pepper tree, eighth note, right? Two other little things. Excellent job. Can you look middle of bottom 13? So circle more movement. So it's picking up tempo, right? So circle more movement. And then middle of 14, measure 90. Where it says churning, trans circle that and translate that to faster still. Because see right after it says, accelerando poco a poco. We're getting faster, faster. Okay? So we're really building up from the middle of 14 to get back to da-da-da-da-da-da, right? So just be aware of that and do what you need to do that. Ladies, please, this is 72. And next, 72. One, two, three, breathe. Right where the energy needs to increase. So for example, from the beginning of this, and now in this wide twilight, and you die on wide, with earth and heaven a dark blue flower, and you die before you get the flower. You tend to die, and the problem is, you've got that sort of like, mentality of the person next to me fades, I'm gonna fade. Which is the kiss of death, right? If the person next to me stops singing, then you stop singing. And that's a big problem. That's a big problem. So if we put together, please, with the little intro, page 12. Basses, I'm most concerned about the C sharp, the last note in this section. Just don't sing louder, sing more in tune. Okay. It's we're in D major, so it's just T-do. But 68, Emma? Two, three. Do you feel the mood? It should be very glowy. Sorry. I'm gonna have to go on because we're falling behind. But basses, you do this notorious thing on your first note. You always sing in a phrase. You stop to figure out if you got it right. So your first note, can I have an F sharp, please? Yeah, I need to hear one, two, and up. And what I hear is, I need to get, and now, right on the vowel, right on the vowel. And if you get the wrong note, sing the wrong note on a vowel. One more time. Sopranos, you're dying on Y. Come on, get some abs going. Here we go, same thing, and that's the tempo, don't be late. One, bow.
And now,
up and
with the
Second time we get to page 11, we just go to the last page. Second time to coda. Coda then. Okay, whole song, ready. Four measure, two measure, two, and.
Lovely chance, lovely chance.
Awesome. Put it away. I know. 10 minutes of mine is good. Awakening. Awakening. Looks like this. Okay, so if you don't know me by now, you know that I'm driven by texts, that poems, words. That's what motivates my kind of muse, my musical muse, and then settings to particular poems. So I'm always picking poems that I think are kind of interesting, and then arrangements of those poems that I think people like. This is kind of a cool poem. It's basically two verses. The first verse, you are I dream I was a what? A rose. The first verse, you're the rose sitting. There's all this descriptive stuff about you sitting on the side of the road or wherever you are, and you're just hanging out being a rose. Look at the second verse. I dream I were a bee. And so the message that's going to happen is you were a bee. And so the bee and the rose are going to get together. Okay. And it's this whole idea about finding your love. You wait around for your whole life, and then the bee comes, and you'll get it when we see the whole thing. But that's the idea. So first, musically, it should be fairly easy. I mean, I think the issue is going to be there's lots of crash notes. So look at top page 4, measure 11, the word rose. If you look, it's a B in the bass, a D in the tenors, an F sharp in the alto, so that's a B minor chord, and then it's surrounded by a G. So when you play the B, D, play the B, D, F sharp. That's the chord, and it's surrounded by this note. Together. Right? So there's lots of kind of cool dissonances in here. Be aware of that. The other thing is look at top of bottom page 4, measure 15 going into 16. If you look at your note at 15 and then look at your note at 16, you'll see there's lots of these kind of suspension resolutions where you move down. But almost invariably, I don't know if this is an example of that, almost invariably it's not because you all move. But most of the time, one part will stay on the same note. Just be aware of those types of things. Mm-hmm. Okay? And besides that, it's fairly easy. So can we go from the beginning to page 6, measure 22, these voice parts, I dream. Actually, let's sing through it, just a little practice sight singing, then we'll go back and work on it. So this is from 4 measures before you come in. Actually, I was expecting you. 1, 2, 3, 4. About there's two types of music. There's ear pieces and there's rhythm pieces. This is an ear piece. It's all about matching your sounds so we blend and balance each other. I know you're learning it, but make sure you're not over-singing your partners in your section, or make sure you're not over-singing the other parts. In general, we're going to hear them the easiest, because not only there's a lot of them, but we hear the soprano part easiest. It's the melody, it's the top voice. We're going to hear you guys next, because there's a lot of you, and you're the bottom voice. So we always got to be listening for these two parts. Make sure you're listening for the alto and the tenor. Don't out-sing the alto and the tenor, right? And the other little thing as we go through the second time is, can you make sure you put the crescendos in? I dreamed I was a rose. Right, put all the crescendos in. And how you get your first note is it's all unison Bs. So you just gotta sing the note in the piano. Okay? This is 4 measures for a come in on. So I want crescendos, I want better listening to each other. And here we go. 2, 3, 4. Basses intellectually for a minute, and I don't mean as a joke. If you look at it, I'm a bass, I can say that. You're at sort of the mid, starting at the upper part of your range, and look at the ladies. So you're gonna really drown them out. You gotta make sure it's, I dream, and plus you're saying the word dream, so it's not, I dream. Real ethereal, kind of. And since I stopped, you remember the whole rule about crescendos? When you get to measure 11, you want to sing a tip softer and then crescendo. So when you land on a crescendo, a note you're going to crescendo on, was a rose, don't land at the volume level, back off. Does that make sense? Remember that? Every time you sing a crescendo, you're going to crescendo, start the note intellectually and psychologically softer so then you have room to grow. Okay? One more time, same thing. Are you memorizing that little boom, bum, bum? That's going to help you get in right. 1, 2, 3. Oh, since I stopped, you have to breathe with the mouth, with your vowel in your mouth. Watch basses. You have to breathe with the vowel in your mouth and the pitch in your mouth. Okay, otherwise you're going to do that kind of. 2, 3, 4. Besides that, it was perfect. 2, 3, 4. Golly, it is a little bit frustrating, especially since so many of you have been here before, that I'm hearing S's on the word was in measure 10 way early. I dreamed I was a, that was a. Connect the consonants. One more time. 2, 3, 4. From the chose to the A, it just got really kind of caught in your throat a little bit, okay? Good, can we go on for now, please? I'd like to do just the tenors and the sopranos at measure 25 voice parts. 2, 3, 4. Sort of a duet, and then the tenor, the basses and the alphas are doing a little echo of each other, okay? Good. Please don't breathe until after hour on page 7. So now I know that means some of you have to breathe, so just be smart. Don't breathe between gru and. Don't breathe between hour and by. So maybe sit out and waited. Maybe sit out, shine, sunshine. Right? Do you remember that rule? It's like sit things out. Don't try and just stop so you catch your breath and come back in. Sit words out so you get a good breath. Remember that? Hey, one other little thing. Can we do the bass and the altos 25, please? This is a little bit of you gotta spit it out. Beneath the sunshine and the shower, I grew and waited there. It's gotta spit it out a little bit. It's more declamatory. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Beneath the sunshine and the shower, I grew and waited there upon.
Agree. Bottom of, nice job, everybody. Bottom of page 7, when you get to that homophonic part, homophonic means you're all singing at the same time, as opposed to polyphonic, you're singing at different times, okay? It gets kind of, and story, instead of, and storing it within. Does it make sense what I'm saying? You're not singing the line, you're just slamming every note in my face. So when you get to that part that's more lined up this way, try and think line. And storing it within my heart. Try and shape phrases as opposed to just everything's the same. Everybody 25, please. 2, 3, 4.
Beneath the sunshine and the shower.
So what it is, sopranos and tenors, it's one beat. Don't even pay attention to the basses. Because if you do, you're going to sing an eighth note. It's just one beat. Right? They got one bit B, if you want to be it that way. But B, that's what the rhythm is. Okay? Next thing, since we stop. Soprano, somebody had trouble in 26. That sun, is think of it as a half note. Beneath the sunshine I grew. Okay, God bless you. Here we go. 2, 3, 4.
Beneath the sunshine, the sunshine, I grew and waited there upon.
Gotta watch your rhythm, right? They're throwing you off. Beneath the sunshine I grew and waited by. You gotta, because they're going da da ba 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 ba. You gotta make sure you feel that longer note value against it. Does that make sense? Okay, one more time. How you get that right is if you try, if you hear this beneath the, you just gotta. Breathe, sing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Beneath the sunshine and the shower, I grew and waited there upon. Gathering the wind in my heart.
Alfred! What?
And storing it within my heart.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Confident, jiving along, and then like, oh crap. Just count rhythms. Count rhythms. The first ending. Since we stop, look at page 8. See that first ending? See one in a box? Then we get down to the bottom 8, repeat sign. We go back to the beginning to sing the second verse. Okay? Here we go. Measure 36, yet never knew. See, just count rhythms. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Like that, do this. stop and get a new note. Don't hang on for dear life. Hey, tenors, you obviously have the most important note. Everyone, last note of page 8. Last note of page 8. Make sure you keep everything beautiful until you hear the tenors resolve down that at A sharp. Okay, second verse. Repeat sign, please, Emma. Feet on the floor, sit up, listen tall. Second verse. How you do things, you know? Well, look up for cutoffs. Like, I have a shoulder. Hey, people going. Okay. Since we stopped, though, this is a great, great piece to really work at two concepts. I already touched on blend. Blend is within sections, so I don't hear Alex, who tends to have a big voice, who shouldn't be in the front row. Okay, I don't hear Bob, who has a big voice, right? So blend is within your section. I don't hear individuals. That's blend. And also balance. Balance means amongst the sections. right? It's a great song to work on that because it's all so homophonic. And the second thing is, this is an excellent, excellent song if you do nothing else while we're learning this. Excellent song to learn how to, every time you have a long note, pull it up or there. And when you're decrescendo, even more important. Always feel like you're doing this on long notes, this on long notes. Amateur singers will tend to do this on long notes and then just hang on for dear life. So really work it. Just every time you feel like you're leaning on a note, lift it up. Give it love. Give it love. It's not volume. It's technique. Okay? And watch for cutoffs. But very rarely Incorrect. Well, no, that's not, I don't mean in the context of life, I'm wrong all the time. But my point was when I said about have a higher level of personal theory of practice, that can come across mean, but it's accurate. That's what I mean by those things. I mean, so, you know, show like chorale, it's a non-audition choir, y'all just come here to sing and have fun. And I try and do it really hard to a balance of making it fun, but working hard to be good. And it's kind of a balancing act, right? And it's, so even though you come here just to sing, like, not sitting up, not having a pencil, not watching for cutoffs, those are all things in a way you need to kind of just take a little bit more ownership over, right? And it's not too late. Even if you've been doing it wrong for 50 years, you could do it right tonight. No, seriously, because sitting up, for example, I kind of off the cuff will say, hey, sit up, hold your music up. But I don't really get too harsh with you about it. I want to. But I just kind of have made that compromise in my mind that I'm just not going to push that too hard. So, but I would like you to kind of have that sort of theory of practice of I sit up when I sing. I hold my music up when I sing. Whenever I used to go do conferences, like do Allstate Festival, not Allstate, but region festivals and work with other choirs, one of the first things I would do is I give them my spiel about sitting up. You know, so if you sit like this now when you sing, why, it's really hard to expect you to sit like this correctly for like an hour and a half. But you certainly can stop from this and maybe do this. And then maybe in 2 years, who knows, you might even do this. Right? So start where you are, but really work it kind of sit up because it's your instrument. Just by kind of opening up my instrument, I'm going to make better sound, and I'm not going to put my sound here. So that's one. The other one was, I forget what it was, but the third one is related to the pencils. Some of you have been in this choir 5 years. I give pencil marks. Some of you don't bring a pencil, don't write your marks. It's like really kind of. Yeah. So, Michelle. Or,
yes.
No, not. I don't. Just look fantastic tonight. But there's pencil, so take one. And it's a run-up. Not like, oh, he wants me to have a pencil. But just, you know, pencils are here. People forget. Just use pencils. Put marks in. Look up for cutoffs, etc. Okay. A couple announcements. Talk about that. Picnic is Sunday, so please. I'll send a reminder Friday. About that, certainly not required, but it's nice to come and meet people, get to know people a little bit. And remember, Pat, once you sign up, or you can't come Sunday. But you should sign up. I'm not saying that. But you don't want people to sit there Sunday morning and go, well, I can't go because they didn't sign up, right? Am I right? So Sunday morning, people wake up and go, oh, now all of a sudden I can go, but they didn't sign up. You don't want them to come.
But you just didn't encourage
them. Yeah, fair enough.
Just let me say, just okay. Like you say.
I signed up, but I won't come, so there you go.
When I came to the meeting, I had only two people sign up. And that's a little scary.
Fair enough. That's fair. Okay. Can we do next, Still I Sing Alleluia? Looks like this. That's a pretty picture of the White Cliffs of Dover or something on the front.
Russ, if we'd had pencils, we would have signed up.
You have a pencil, I see it.
Russ just wanted to make the joke. Okay. So can we sing this once with tenors, first row, bass, second row, basses, face your bass mates, please.
I'm sitting in the back row next to you.
embarrassed all these people.
Now, if you don't make a big deal about this, I can actually get you guys to get there. First, third row, don't do anything. Okay, you guys are going to move. Not yet, I'm done. Forward. This one Tennis, can you be a small favor? So, you got it. Oh, we got it.
You're in our circle.
Surprise.
Yeah, so you want to sit as close as you can so you hear each other, right? As close as you can so you hear each other.
Chair, go back in, please.
Exactly.
And so we're going to sing it once you review it, and then I'm going to throw something at you. Let's review that.
Okay?
Did you all go listen to the various versions of Loch Lomond? By the way, Michelle and I are going to Loch Lomond, going to meet Loch Lomond next summer.
Oh, yeah. Really?
I know, we're going to meet, yeah. I'm here we go. A one, remember it's an eighth note, two, three, and. Hey, make sure you're listening for each other, right? Because what I'm going to come to in a minute, what I want you to think about, but right now, just make sure you remember to listen to each other. Basis, can we do middle of page three? You're not even close to the chromatic part, so really listen, just the voice parts. Okay, when darkness descends. Three, and. Descend night ends, dark sends, night ends. I just sang it for you. One more time. A one, a two, and you gotta remember what the key notes are. You wanna get them on dark, sends, night, ends. Those are the notes that change. Two, three, and. Time and don't sing louder and don't hold on to ends. Join in. Darkness descends and the night never ends, and my shadows be. Right, just keep going on. Don't sing louder, sing smarter. Yeah.
I think the bass track is wrong.
Ah! Can you check that, Nan?
Oh.
The bass track might be wrong. So. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Nan. One, two, bass and tenors, three, and.
When darkness descends and the night never ends, when my shadows and demons surround me.
Good, and why I had the tenors join you is because on the word shadows, it's a B flat against the A in the tenors. So you gotta really make hear it. Dark sends. Night ends, shadow, right? Just gotta make sure you know what the notes are going down. Hey, can we do this? Oh, can everyone look at middle page four for a minute? Middle page four. I hesitate. What I want is even then, olive, right? So it's not really a rest, just for the comma. Even then, hallelujah. Right, so make sure every time we add that phrase, you put the separation there. That also happens, top of three. I will sound, hallelujah. Same idea, right? Hey, sopranos, a couple of you are really still having trouble with the melody on. With spirit before me, with spirit behind, with spirit below. Couple you want to go up there. With spirit below for me, with spirit behind, with spirit below and beside me. Okay? Can we do from the beginning again? Very beginning, Emma. One, two, three, four. Alleluia, not alleluia. It's an eighth note. One.
With spirit before me, with
sorry, but I just can't let it go. Some of you ladies want to move ahead. With spirit before, it is a tip longer than you want. With spirit before. Where were you saying? Two, three, and.
Connect the T a bit.
Spirit before. I literally heard at least 10 different places where the T went. Which you just did. At least 10. Spirit. I don't even know how you did that. It's a dot, it's eight note. It was only like, five variations, but I heard 10. One more time. One, two, three, and.
Echo answerless with thee.
have to look at one new session, page 7. Nice job, everybody. Nice job. So we're going to go from page 7, we're going to hold the first note on page 9. We're not going to do the ending tonight. So you get to the top of page 9, just hold that E-flat chord. It'll be a good place to stop. Okay? So can we try and sing it from top of 7 with... two spots, sopranos, and measure 52, second line of page 7. Don't sing the top note, sing the E. So on, sing the same note on ya that you sing on blue. Sing the same note on ya that you sing on blue. Okay? Tenors, please be aware on that where I just said measure 52. You do sing the F, so it's going to be an F against an E, so just make sure you realize they're going to form one. Make sure you go from blue up a step to ya. Does that make sense? E flat to F. Does that make sense? Okay. One other thing, sopranos, on top of page 8, second measure, just sing the top note. So we're dividing 3, you don't sing the middle part. We're dividing 4, you don't sing the second part. Just sing the top note. Okay, and try not to scream. Altos, whenever on the word sound, top of page 8, we're dividing 4, just sing the lower note. Okay, just pause because the bass and the tenor are probably good. Can we take the bass and tenors, top of page 7, voice part alone, Alleluia. And 1 and breathe.
Alleluia.
Ready, ladies? Top 7, last note. 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 1. This is from top page 7, bass and tenor starter song. 2 and 3 and 1 and breathe. Bass.
So praise the Father and praise the Son.
3 moments where it needs to feel like we're building, we're building, we're building, and then we get to the top of page, or just stop 9, we get to the coda. So name the 3 places where it does that. There's 3 times where it's sort of like, get ready, get set, go, and then we get to page 9. 52, the end of that section. 52, where's the next one?
57.
56, 57. Through all creation sound. And where's the third one? 60, 61. Right? So this is how this works. You build to those sections, and immediately after that, you back off a smidge. Then you build more, then you back off a smidge. I wish I had my whiteboard. Look, it's like this. You start, you go to here, climax 1. The next section, take it back a little bit. Climax 2. Next section, take it back a little bit. Climax 3. And then we arrive at the code. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it should be build, relax, build, relax, build, coda. When you get to page 9, it should be like, good God, I just died and went to heaven. It should be that beautiful. Okay, here we go. From page 7, please. With the piano part, please. Ready, 2, 3, 1, breathe.
Alleluia,
good Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Watch, okay, one more time. You have to play your part now, so you got to hear it. Ready?
Yep.
Top of 7, measure 49, and piano. 1, 2.
Alleluia, alleluia. So praise the Father, and praise the Son, praise the Spirit who moves in and through.
So what he did was, he'd have a singer in the section that was kind of his sound he was looking for, okay? And then everyone else would match that sound, okay? So if you do that, and this isn't necessarily the best person, it could be like for a romantic piece, it's the most dark voice, or the biggest voice. For a Renaissance piece, it could be the one with the most straight tone. So it's not necessarily this person's the best, it's just kind of a key sound, okay? So we're gonna do that. So Chris, come up here. And Chris is gonna face the basses, and you're all gonna match Chris, okay? Ed, you turn around and face the tenors, and you're all gonna match Ed. Michelle, come up here.
This would be
here. You're all gonna match Michelle. And Katrina, come up here, okay? So, and this, don't be in a circle. You guys move up. back row, right, so you kind of next to each other. So kind of when you sing the beginning, listen and match your person, okay? Remember where you sing, ladies? No, he's not gonna sing out. They're not gonna sing out. You're gonna sing, listen more. Okay? 2, 3, and. I mean, you really want to listen more to people around you. Now, in a way that's really like, oh, I just want to sing, Russ. I just want to blast out the songs. But no, how you get really music that makes you have goosebumps and moves your audience is when you sort of are selfless about your singing, and you just kind of are more about a servant to the music as opposed to just singing whatever you want, okay? So as we're singing, just kind of keep listening around you. Even if you don't listen to Katrina, if you don't listen to Chris, make sure you're listening to your neighbors. Make sure you're blending with your neighbors. That's going to help intonation. It's going to help vowel formation. It's going to help dynamics. It's going to help everything, okay? Let's do one more call tonight. Can we look at real quick, Onata Lucas?
The hardest.
What's that?
The hardest.
The hardest one?
Yeah.
Is it real? No, no, just face me, please. I guess you made it on top of me. I put less than I sent you, and it's on the website, I didn't look, but I assume it's up there. The diction, I sent you the diction. We are not going to spend time on the diction in here. I made a diction tape. I emailed it to you, it's on the website. Really just go look at the words that you have trouble with, okay? So we're going to have to learn page 5 tonight, so let's get right on it. Go to page 5. And if you say the words wrong, just go and practice them or something. Qui carne quondam contigi dignatus est pro perditis. Okay? Nos membra confer effici tui beati corpus. You're saying, you, what benefits are never part of time. Qui carnate, ready, steady. 3 and 4 and. Right there, ladies. Go, just do it in one breath. Qui carne quondam contigi digna tus es properdi. One phrase, one more time, we'll go on. And, page 5, starting at measure 28, Emma. Top of the page. And. Closer to pitch, but open your mouth. One more time. It was too thin. And one and two and three. Big sound. Going on, look at it, it's a half note. have no three beats. Going on, and one. Measure 47, some of you still struggle with it. Oh, nata, love it. Keep going back to the same note. Keep going back to the same note, okay? Yeah. So sopranos just sing the soprano part. Altos just sing out more. So second sopranos just all sing the soprano part. Okay, does that make sense? Some of you were singing the alto part. Just sing the soprano part. I don't want to spend 5 years. Just all the sopranos sing the soprano part.
Oh, okay.
Okay? All the altos sing the alto part. Okay? Ready? Here we go. Altos and sopranos alone. No tenors yet. Although you weren't that good on yours either. 2, 3, 4, 1. Nata, ready, go.
Nata, 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 nata.
You're laughing, but it's not necessarily getting better. No. Posture. Nata, nata. One more time. Ready? I know.
Nata.
Don't look at your music. What are you looking at your music?
Nata, 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 nata.
Okay. And on the loops and no one. Thanks for giving me a few extra minutes. And by the way, for new folks especially, it's always 8:30-ish. Okay, ready altos, everyone coming in, and piano part, and one.
Thank you.
you, ladies. Three and four, shape it.
I don't know.